I'm joined by the fifth quarter show head football coach for Richmond Spartans, Nick Purcell. Coach, took on Brookfield tonight, 48-22 victory.
Yeah, Brookfield is a good football team. Their record wasn't great, but they're a lot better than their record showed. They play a pretty tough schedule, and they're a good football team. I know they had been banged up, and they had a couple of their kids back, and that certainly helped. They're good on their own D lines, and we ended up playing a lot better in our second half. But they're a tough football team.
Well, Coach, you know, the Richmond Spartans of late have really been rolling. I know you came down to Carrollton for Carrollton's homecoming and put it to the Trojans, and then you went up to Knob Noster. I tell you what, you've got a good young ball team. You've got to be excited about not just this year, but the future of Spartan football.
Oh, yeah, we're real excited, and our kids are really starting to come together, and we're kind of peaking at the right time. So we struggled through the first few weeks of the season and really played a couple games that we thought we should have won even. In a couple of our losses. So we're excited about the way we're playing right now and hope to play well again next week.
You got that good sophomore quarterback, Elliott. How did he do tonight, Coach, for your team?
Elliott played really well. He's been playing well most of the season, and he made a couple huge plays that not a lot of high school football players make. So he definitely is a good one. I believe he had two rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown, at least one passing touchdown.
Yeah, I know the family pretty well, his dad and his grandpa that played in the NFL. And, you know, he's something special. You can tell just watching him. You know, I've watched him a lot on film, and I watched him at the Trojan game here in Carrollton. And the kid's special, and you can see that. And it's got to be so exciting to have that guy running your offense, you know, the next couple of years too.
Yeah, it certainly is. He not only is a really good football player, but he's a great kid and he's a good leader. He actually was voted captain as a sophomore, and I don't think we've ever had a sophomore voted captain. It's usually something the seniors get, or maybe a really good junior. But it's pretty telling what his teammates think about him as a sophomore to get voted that. So he's a good leader, and we're excited to have him for a couple more years.
Well, Coach, you put up 48 points tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about your scoring?
Keyshawn, I think, had two rushing. Tyler Pyle, our senior tailback, Tyler Pyle, had a couple rushing touchdowns. We had an interception return for a touchdown by Matthew Lopez, which was a huge play late in the second half, when we were trying to get him stopped and trying to put the game away, and they kind of threw one up for grabs that Matthew came down with and ran it in for a touchdown. So that was a great play by him, and I think the passing touchdown Keyshawn had was Blaine Cavanaugh. He caught about a 20-yard pass and ran an extra about 40 yards and made a couple guys miss. And a great play by Lane.
I think Lane's also a sophomore, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, he is.
I tell you what, yeah, we had his grandpa up there, Coach Cavanaugh, in the booth with us that game, and a lot of knowledge, a lot of football there, a lot of good family there. So you've got a lot of good things to look forward to. Not done yet. Got the Lathrop Mules next week. Been top seeded in class two about all year. It's going to be a tough one, Coach, but I tell you what, I think you guys will be up for the challenge.
Absolutely. I know our kids are excited about this game. We ended our season last year at Lathrop, and our kids don't intend to end it this year at Lathrop. So we're excited about getting a chance to go back and play them again.
All right, Coach. Thanks for calling in for the fifth quarter show.
Yep, thank you.
That was Coach Nick Purcell. That was Coach Nick Purcell from the Richmond Spartans. Victory over Brookfield tonight, 48-22, taking on one of the top teams in Class 2, Lathrop, next week.